Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with another edition of Take 5. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of knowing your job. You know, every mail handler, every clerk, every postal employee has a job description. How many of you have ever taken the time to actually read it and not understand that you know your job because someone else told you? Listen, whoever told you probably had the best intentions, but if you take the time and actually read your job description, you'll be shocked at what you're asked to do that you're not required to do. That's very important. Knowing what's required helps you arrive at a level of consciousness or productivity or whatever you want to call it, and I really hate to use the word productivity, that will allow you to accomplish it. But if you don't know, but all you know is what someone told you, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. You know, when I talk about the importance of knowing your job, see, if you know your job, then you'll know what is expected and not what is asked. Because sometimes what is asked depends largely upon this thing we call discretionary effort. And you're going to hear a lot about discretionary effort during the Take 5, because I want you to fully understand that is extra effort you give of your own free will. There we go, talking about free will. But that's what discretionary effort is. And that's not mandated from you. They can expect it, but there's a way to ensure they get it as managers, but they won't take that way. And that way is simply manage. Treat employees as they should be treated. But getting back to you understanding your job, if you understood your job better, most of what you do, you probably won't do. And let me tell you, I believe strong union leadership has been absent so long that, because I believe it's a very important part of union organization, that my members understand what is expected. And if you understand that, hypothetically, if you are a driver on the bundle sorter, that your job is not to bring mail from the dock. If you understood that, then what you would do is you would probably spend more time at the bundle sorter, ensuring the proper equipment is there, dispatches are made timely, and you would probably enjoy your job just a little more, because you're not trying to do everything, because you're not required to do everything, and you have to know that. Now, you've done everything for so long that you're comfortable with that, but you have to keep in mind, when you read your job description and what's required, when the post office wrote these job descriptions, their intent was that you're going to do that for 25, 30 years. Now, new management has put a new spin on it, but understand, when the Postal Service wrote your job description, the intent was you're going to do that for quite some time. So they understood repetitive motion. They understood a lot of things that current management take for granted. But I'm here to tell you, if you take a moment, reread it, understand it, and as I always say, education without application, well, we've just wasted our time. So get your job description, read it, understand what's required, and then do the best you can do at what's required, not so much what's asked.